Good morning. I've been a member of this church now for about 20 years, I think. But it wasn't always that way. There was a time in my life when I was probably considered anything but a good Christian, and certainly not a churchgoer. Church was just not part of my game plan back then. But during that time, there were people like you, and probably many of you, who were keeping the home fires burning and carrying the message to guys like me who just couldn't quite get it. You know, as I work around here during the day, sometimes I run across something that reminds me of somebody that I knew or somebody that I was told about. Or I read one of them little plaques on something, a piece of furniture or a fixture that dedicates a memory or dedicates the memory of someone to the church, and I think, well, I'm glad those people were here while I was too busy doing other things, or this church that I love might not be here today. One of the missions of our church is to carry the message to those folks out there that are still suffering and have not allowed Christ into their life yet. And we do that in many ways, but one of the ways we do it is just by being here, by having those doors open, by having the lights and the heat on, and offering a warm welcome to those folks when they're finally ready to come in. Sometimes when I think about stewardship, I think of the debt that I owe those that have gone on before me, that carried the load while I was carrying none. Well, there's no way that I can repay those people, but I can carry my fair share today. And in doing so, I will ensure that those doors will be open, the lights and the heat will be on, and there'll be a warm smile welcoming those, just as they did me when I came in. In closing today, I'd like to leave you with a couple of thoughts. Number one, please give serious stewardship your consideration. I know I have, and I've found myself being very grateful to God for the many blessings in my life today and for those folks who waited so patiently for me to get here. I believe if we all pull together that we'll be able to say, as Tom Baudet says, we'll leave the lights on for you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Larry, very much. Dan?
In a meeting this last week, I realized that I've neglected to express my gratitude and deep appreciation to this church and this congregation for supporting me during the worst time of my life. My husband's lung cancer, hospice, and death. I didn't know anybody when we moved down here, just a couple neighbors. But the radio ministry reached out to us, and Ron and I really enjoyed the sermons and the music and everything. And I wanted to come to church, so I finally got my nerve up. I was really apprehensive to come by myself. But I walked through those doors, and the smiles and the handshakes and the welcomes were overwhelming. Following the very first service here, I was directed right down to Sunday school for an adult class. Okay, I need an education again. This is good. But the expressions of Christian love and hospitality here are not fake. They're real. And I deeply appreciated that. I got phone calls to come to meetings to remind me. There was nothing intrusive. It was just, and it made me feel wanted. It made me feel so good. And I want to thank you for that. As a matter of fact, because you've encouraged me so much, even during a very trying time for your church, this was a time when you were seeking a pastor. But that didn't dissuade you from reaching out to help someone who needed it. And as a result, you've allowed me to be on your evangelism committee. And speaking of evangelism, this morning we handed some more of our welcome cards out. Please remember, each one, reach one. Someone said this last week that they thought somebody left one of these with a tip at a restaurant. What an inventive way. I never imagined those to be happening when I was printing them up. But you're wearing your name tags. Thank you very much. It really helps people like me who are very, very new. And mugs. Anyone visiting this morning, you'll get mugged. Unfortunately, the flyer that's supposed to go with this isn't ready, and I apologize for that. So you got to come back next Sunday. You can get the flyer then, but you can have a mug today and any day. And they're always, the cards, always, pick them up anytime. They're always in the narthex or over in the office. And so, First United Methodist Church, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being the loving expression of our living Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. We are blessed. Amen. We just give thanks. I give thanks that we can be a blessing to others as well. As we begin our worship today, let us have a prayer and then prepare our hearts and minds for worship as we listen to the prelude. Let's pray. Creating God, you are truly an awesome God. It is really amazing to me, Lord, that you even know our names. You are this one who created all that is. You are creating all that we have yet to learn. And yet you know us before we are born. Your words are on our lips. And we spend our lives learning to listen. This morning, as we hear your living water flow, Lord, we ask for your powerful anointing to be upon us. We give you praise for the saints who have gone on before us in this congregation and the church itself, so that we can be here today and express our gratitude to you, the life giver. And we pray, Lord, that your anointing will be in our lives in such a way that your life will continue through this church and in this community or wherever we go. And right now in this worship service, we ask for your powerful anointing to be upon us, God. May your anointing be so powerful, God, that all evil and negative thoughts run. They flee, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you that we have faith in you, for that is a gift as well. Make us one with each other and one with you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.